A fourth story this hour. Global oil prices have jumped over renewed tensions in Ukraine. New York's West Texas Intermediate, for delivery in May, surged more than $2 to above $102. This is its highest level in 1 month. Brent North Sea crude for May gained nearly $2 and reached about $108 a barrel in London trade. The rise in oil prices came as pro-Russian sentiments gained momentum in Ukraine's cities of Kharkiv, Luhansk and Donetsk. The main cities in eastern and southern Ukraine have been seeking independence after the Crimean Peninsula joined Russia last month. Dean Henderson, author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, joins me from Missouri for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Mr. Henderson, just how direct is the increase in oil prices related to the crisis in Ukraine?
Well, honestly, I don't think it has anything to do with it. It's the same old story. There is, you know, some pretext that causes Goldman Sachs to bid up a barrel of oil $5 on the New York Mercantile Exchange, you know, somehow. And then there's four companies that control the global oil industry. I call them the four horsemen: ExxonMobil, Chevron, Texaco, Royal Dutch Shell, BP, Amoco. In fact, Shell signed a contract with the Ukrainian government before Yanukovych was ousted, and then Chevron signed with these new thugs who the CIA and the Mossad put into power. So it's just another pretext to raise prices. They're basically trying to reflate the global economy using oil and using commodities so that we don't crash into a greater depression.
I mean, economically speaking, what would be the cost for the European Union? How much would the EU regret how it treated Russia?
Well, absolutely. I hope, you know, I hope they have to pay for their dirty deeds. You know, if Russia can, you know, keep a hold of Crimea, some of these other states talking about separating now, which, you know, a legal referendum, it's called democracy, so that's possible. I would hope to see the Russians raise the price of gas with their state-run gas companies and oil companies on the Europeans. They deserve every bit of it, you know. But on the other hand, you know, again, you have this cartel that if Ukraine stays in this hands of this current, you know, putsch leaders, then it will go this way. And then these four horsemen will have all the power of the Ukrainian oil again, and they'll be fracking the heck out of that country. And we could see, you know, gas prices go to $10 a gallon here in the U.S.
And of course, amid this energy war here, we have U.S. sanctions against Russia. What retaliatory measures might Russia take against the U.S.?
Well, you know, it's kind of a joke because Russia's got a lot of commodities and it's a very resource-rich country. So, again, you know, really these Rothschild bankers are cutting their own throats is what they're doing. They're so stupid they don't, you know, they don't even see. But Russia's got way more over on the West than the West has over on it. And I think, you know, Vladimir Putin right now is just scaring the hell out of these global bankers.
Indeed. Dean Henderson, author of Big Oil and Their Bankers from Missouri. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.